Good morning and welcome into our Tuesday edition of Ag Talk. This is Bill Rice along with Ed Lentz. And today, Ed, more on soybeans, talking about seed treatments today.
You know, this is probably more critical in the past than it is today, because before we had the technology, the soybeans like Roundup Ready and other ones coming in play, a lot of times farmers would keep their seed back from a previous year and then just have them treated themselves. And of course, with all the patents and things on the technology beans, you're not going to keep any seed back. But we may still have a few public lines that are out there or other things in the organic world. But historically, the thing we need in a seed treatment, we've always said in Ohio here, is you need to have a fungicide, particularly in northwest Ohio with our poorly drained soils and poorly internal drainage in the soils. We're always high in what we call Pythium and Phytophthora fungi. You know, the Phytophthora is usually generally a problem when we got wet conditions and warm, and Pythium is a problem when we have cool conditions and wet. So the wet conditions promote both of those, and of course with our high water table, poorly drained soils, even with our tiles, we have a lot of rain, we have potential for these diseases. And that's where we really need the fungicides to protect those early seedlings against those diseases. If it's a dry spring, you got a really well-drained soil, you probably don't need as much benefit. But we never know if we're going to have that dry spring all the way along. And so we generally, from the university side, always recommend you should have a fungicide to protect against those disease. The beauty when you do use a fungicide, the beans always will emerge faster, and they're going to have better early growth. And, of course, we're talking about the having the compaction and other issues earlier, that would help get them up quick enough so you don't have to worry as much for that heavy rain coming later. Generally speaking, we have cool and wet conditions in April and early May, and warm and wet conditions maybe in the latter part of May. A little warmer this year, so it may be more of a Phytophthora problem than a Pythium. One thing is, though, a lot of companies promote insecticides and that seed treatment. Our research would show we have very little need for insecticides on soybean in northwest Ohio. We just don't have the insect pressure out there. Unfortunately, a company that gets a replant package and other things, they may require that you have what we call the premium package, and that would include a seed treatment, but would include insecticide. So I would encourage a farmer, if they could eliminate the insecticide, I would do it. And the inoculants may be beneficial. But these are some of the things that a farmer may want to consider when they're looking at seed treatments on their soybean.
Thank you, Ed, for Ag Talk. This is Bill Rice, along with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.